Nolte, Corrupt Media Desperate to Close Books on Contested Election. By John Nolte on November 9, 2020. Joe Biden is not president-elect. Joe Biden has not won the 2020 presidential election. Donald Trump's re-election has not been defeated. Right now, Joe Biden is merely ahead in the count of enough states to win the presidency. But this is a contested election and we have a long way to go. Probably more than a month and a plethora of legal filings before a winner is declared. Per our own constitution, there is only one institution legally entitled to declare a winner in a presidential election, and that's the Electoral College, which does not meet until the middle of December. Only the Electoral College can dub someone president-elect. The fake news media, of course, the corporate media, the same corrupt media that told us to be patient if election day lasted weeks, now want us to forget all that, want to close the book on the election before it has been audited, want us to believe unelected liars who sit in anchor chairs have the legal authority to declare Joe Biden president-elect. Well, they don't, and the state legislatures, the district and Supreme Courts would be doing the country a great disservice if they allowed themselves to be gaslighted into believing this election is over. They must ignore the corrupt media and do their duty. Of course, Democrats, most especially Joe Biden, are also trying to gaslight us into believing the election is over, along with Vichy Republicans, which is why Biden gave a premature victory speech on Saturday, and why he is already behaving like a president-elect. What Biden is doing is un-American, anti-democratic, fascist, and fooling no one. It's also not going to work because Donald Trump is still the president. Donald Trump does not give up, and Donald Trump cannot be intimidated or gaslighted by anything or anyone. Overall, though, what we are seeing the media do, aside from dismiss the possibility of widespread voter fraud before anyone has had adequate time to make their case and produce evidence, is declare Joe Biden the winner even before the legal recounts and re-canvassings have taken place. The bottom line is that the media want this election shut down before anyone has a chance to look into what happened, before anyone has a chance to even see if Biden did indeed win fair and square. I think it goes without saying that if the shoe were on the other foot, the media would be preaching for patience, as they originally told us deplorables to do. However this comes out, let's be sure to remember that the media had no interest in looking into voting irregularities and vote fraud, had no interest in looking into potential software glitches and fraud, had no interest in valid recounts. No, it's worse than that. The media are actively trying to block a fair and impartial look at what happened on election night, actively looking to suppress and dismiss evidence, even before it's presented, aggressively trying to shut down investigations, aggressively trying to stop even run-of-the-mill recounts and recanvasses. The media are un-American, evil, and terrified of what might be uncovered. Donald Trump is fearless and relentless. I am in no way saying there is widespread voter fraud. I'm in no way saying there's enough fraud to overturn the margins in enough states. We don't know. But we damn sure had better find out. What I am saying is that the 2020 election is far from over, far from settled, and no one should allow the media or Biden to gaslight you into believing different. What I'm also saying is that we are not letting this go, not by a long shot. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.